We're going to go riding on the railroad right now. Bill Humphrey is here representing the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum. Their upcoming holiday show opens 1 week from today. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you, Larry. It's nice to be with you this morning.
You too. Before we go any further, let's mention where the Model Railroad Museum is located.
Okay, we're located at 5507 Lakeside Drive in Richland Township.
Not hard to get to at all. If you can get to Cranberry, you can get to Richland. If you can get to Pittsburgh, you can get to Richland. It's not that far away, and it's worth the trip. What's the Railroad Museum going to be featuring in the holiday show this year?
We call it a railroad journey in miniature because basically it's a railroad ride in July of 1953 from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, that's got to be terrific. I'm just imagining what some of the scenes must look like. What do you like as you go through that journey? I'm sure some things bring back a lot of memories.
Yes, one of the things that we like to say, it's the only place in the burg you can still see trolleys on the Smithfield Street Bridge as it was in 1953.
I like it. Gosh, I haven't thought about trolleys on that bridge in a long time. How big is the layout? Is it? It's got to cover a lot of ground, I would think.
Yes, it does. Like I said, Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland, we've managed to pack that into 4,000 square feet. It winds around the room such that you can see this very nicely. Whenever you're looking at the layout, you're looking north such that you never see the same scene. You see the trains as they would actually be going from Pittsburgh to Cumberland, Maryland, or if you're going the other way, from Cumberland to Pittsburgh.
You've really made some great additions to your website, too. I'm looking at pictures. If you go to WPMMM.org, Western Pennsylvania. I've got that right?
Yeah, no, you
oh,
don't.
No, it's MRM.
Pennsylvania, right.
Yeah.
Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum,
yeah.
WPMRM.
MRM. My eyes were putting that together, but I'm looking. These bridges are beautiful. I'm looking at the B.O. Mon Junction Bridge. Somebody put a lot of time into creating that. Tell me a little bit about how the exhibit comes together. Oh, look at these tunnels. These are great.
Yes, there's, like I said, there are actual places between Pittsburgh and Cumberland, Maryland. And if you came today, you could see many of the tracks that you would see have now been turned into rails to trails. And the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad that's on our display is now CSX running through these towns, such as you can go through Ohio Pile and you can see the rails to trails. You know, but now it's in our time period, it's a railroad, but you can see the CSX, which is now in our time period, the B&O.
Now, you're in your 80th year at the museum. Not you personally, but I mean the museum.
No.
The museum is in its 80th year. I'm fascinated. My friends had trains growing up. We actually had the little slot racing cars, our family, so we didn't spend as much time with trains growing up, but I was always fascinated by the scenery and, you know, whether it be the trees and natural things or the buildings. But typically you would buy kind of generic buildings or buildings that were maybe famous, but this exhibit has true Western Pennsylvania and Maryland features. Somebody had to make those, and that,
yes,
a lot of effort had to go into them. They're beautiful.
Yes, each one is basically custom made. The P&LE station, which everybody refers to today as Station Square, is a scaled down version of it, but it's accurate enough that people can recognize it. People have said, oh, that's my house when I was 8 years old in Rockwood.
Well, the tunnels in particular are fascinating to look at. Is Sidling Hill in there? I don't
know
if the train would have gone by there or not.
Yes, it is. It's not quite there, but it's not that's up in the Altoona area, but we're more or less from Pittsburgh to Cumberland. So the Cumberland sand patch, the bike trail down in that area, the railroad bridge, yeah, suddenly now my mind goes blank on whatever's with the bridge down there is in there, you know, and so on. People can actually ride a train out of Cumberland up through the Helmstetter's Curve today on a steam train and the Allegheny train down there that they have, and they can come and see ours as it would have been during the heyday of steam and steel.
Well, the exhibit officially opens up 1 week from today. That's November 10th and runs through January 13th. And we mentioned the website, WPMRM.org. We just have a couple more seconds. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I'd just like to mention the fact that in honor of Veterans Day on November 11th, Sunday, November 11th, anybody who has proper military ID can get in for free that day.
Excellent. And I think, folks, the website is terrific, and I'm going to post it on our Facebook page, too, in just a few moments. You might really enjoy taking a look at the website, whether trains are, you know, specifically your thing or not. It's hard not to like the scenery and the recreations that are shown there. They're absolutely beautiful. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Larry.
And thanks so much for being with us, as always.
Welcome.
Take care. That is Bill Humphrey of the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum with details on the upcoming holiday show.